It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
And Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. You know, Scott, I noticed something this week.
What's that, Bob?
I noticed that we are the only site to produce our own podcast that's home theater related.
Yes, out of all the home theater and satellite sites out there, I guess they don't care enough about their members to make their own podcast, so they syndicate, a decent one, but they don't take the time to do one of their own. We here at Satellite Guys, we love our members, and we love bringing them all the latest news and information, and we don't mind taking the time for our members to bring them the very best in satellite and home theater news.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. Whether it's DirecTV, Extreme HD, Dish Network, or even if you're a part of the free-to-air community, you can trust no other source like Satellite Guys, as we are the source to bring you the information that you seek.
Yeah, and we're very, very proud to bring you this podcast each and every week. And for you DirecTV people out there this week who often email us and PM us and post comments online saying we don't have enough DirecTV news, boy, this is going to be a jam-packed edition for you guys and for everybody else as well.
Yeah, I understand that we've had a lot of things going on with DirecTV this week, and would you like to review that, Scott?
Well, yeah, hopefully you heard our live podcast that we did last week here at Satellite Guys. The response to that was absolutely amazing. And as you heard my concerns in that show about lack of response from DirecTV, that is a thing of the past. The program did exactly what it was supposed to do. And we've been in touch with DirecTV a lot, and I'm proud to announce that hopefully by this Friday, we're going to be a lot more involved in the DirecTV CE program here at Satellite Guys, and that's a great thing for all of our members and all the Satellite Guys around the world.
So what you're saying, Scott, you know, we did this iPhone beta test with DirecTV, and I did this wonderful write-up about the actual application itself. You're saying that there's going to be more of that to come down the line?
There's all kinds of stuff coming down the line from DirecTV. They recognize that we're here, and they recognize that there's a need for us in the community, as well as others. Hopefully this opens up the CE program to any site that really wants to be part of the CE program. And it's some exciting stuff coming down the line here at Satellite Guys, and hopefully other places too. DirecTV's got their own forums at forums.directtv.com. And who knows, maybe we can get the whole world, or at least everybody in the United States here who wants to be in a CE that doesn't even know about Satellite Guys or competition sites involved in the CE program. There's some exciting stuff going on there. So just keep an eye on it, and I'm very excited about it, and I thank everybody from DirecTV for reaching out to us this week. Again, very exciting stuff coming down the line here for everybody who's involved in the CE program, and that's a great thing.
Wow, that's great news, Scott. And speaking of iPhone, which I alluded to a little bit earlier, today Apple released the DirecTV iPhone app. Have you had a chance to download that, Scott, yet?
Oh, yeah. I downloaded it, and I was able to run the betas, but the official release is here, and it runs great. I know you posted a review of it online, which you can see it from our homepage. Click on the link there, and it will take you right to Bob's review of it. Well, lots of photos and everything else there. And my take on it is, for the first attempt, it is an excellent program. It's not the most perfect program, and let me explain why I'm saying that. And first of all, don't think I'm putting the program down, because I'm not. However, it's only a one-way program. That means it can only talk to your satellite receiver. Your satellite receiver cannot talk back to the program. What this means is, if you set a bunch of timers, let's say to go off tonight at 8 p.m., and you set 50 timers, the iPhone application is going to tell you that you have successfully set up the timer to record. And we all know that the receivers cannot record 50 things at one time. It's because the program cannot talk to your receiver to show what's got set up for tonight for scheduling and stuff like that. So while it's the first edition, I think the second edition is going to be even better.
Yeah, this is definitely a great first step, and it's actually one of the most few applications that I found to be really stable on the iPhone. It's definitely great news, and I know next time I'm in a bank robbery and I need to schedule a loss for tonight, I can do that now because I have the application on my iPhone.
Right. And for those of you guys out there who program your DVRs via the website using your mobile phone, this application is basically like the online website, except it's more graphical. You see all the channel logos and stuff there. It's very nice in that regard. Bob's talking about the bank robbery thing there, which is one of the DirecTV commercials. I will want to say something else too, and I'm in the Dish beta program for Dish Online scheduling. And while Dish Online scheduling is two-way, which means you can see all the recordings and you can see the schedules and all that stuff on your machine, I've been finding myself actually using the DirecTV application more because it's actual physical icon on my display. And I just push a button, and I don't need to put in a username and password after any initial setup. It just goes in there, and I can set timers really easy, and it's a really beautiful piece of software. And it's free. Just go to the iTunes Store or check on the Satellite Guys homepage. There's a link there where you can download the iPhone application and check it out today. It's free. It runs great, and you're going to be really, really happy with it when you're away from home and need to set a recording up real quick.
And you know, Scott, today I was looking through my iPhone application, and I was just doing some general channel searching, and I noticed something, as well as other forum members. I noticed that G4 is going to be maybe possibly in HD, because there are some standard definition programs that appear with an HD logo.
Yes. It appears that as of Wednesday, G4 may be one of the new HD channels coming to DirecTV. Now, one of the DirecTV employees went to online and reported that there would be a Festivus of new HD coming from DirecTV, and he said it was not an April Fool's joke. So, we can only imagine that this new HD is coming down the line on Wednesday, and if G4 is one of those channels, I can only imagine that the other Comcast channels, such as E! Entertainment Television and Style HD, which are available in select areas on Comcast systems, will also be made available on DirecTV. Now, how many channels is a Festivus? That's been one of the big discussions today at Satellite Guys, and I really don't have an answer for that. And I'm looking forward to waking up on Wednesday morning and seeing all the new stuff that's lit up by DirecTV.
Do I hear four? Or how about three now? Three now.
Yeah, we don't know. One person reported that they cleared off 7 HD pay-per-view channels. So is the 7 channels that are coming? We don't know, but we'll find out Wednesday morning. And if you don't get to check your DVRs Wednesday morning before you go to work, check Satellite Guys, because we're sure to have it up on the homepage.
Yeah, I'm going to be really excited to see what exactly DirecTV launches. I think there was a couple regional sports networks that were thrown into the mix. And I'm really going to be excited because next Saturday I'm getting AT&T UVerse installed that I want to do a side-by-side comparison with DirecTV when I move into my brand new house. So this is going to be really exciting, and DirecTV is making it really easy for me to chuck UVerse to the side.
Well, yeah, hopefully. You know, I've had UVerse twice, and, you know, since it's the same service nationwide, because they feed all the programming from actually down in Texas, the picture quality you're going to get in your house in Chicago on, let's say, the HD channels or even the standard definition satellite channels is going to be the same thing that I'm seeing here in Connecticut. So it's really interesting to see how it's changed in the past few months since I got rid of my UVerse. The main reason I got rid of the UVerse was because it only does 2 HD streams in your house. And when you've got, what have I got now, about 7 HD TVs in my house here, and I watched HD most of the time, that was not adequate for me because it was always telling me I didn't have any HD streams to watch television.
Yeah, that's going to be the big downfall in my household where I got 3 high-definition TVs. So we're going to see how well it works. But speaking of alternate providers, Dish Network is in a dispute right now with Univision, Galavision, and Telefutura.
Yeah, that's going to be the big news next week, I have a feeling. It appears that there is a big dispute going on here, with Univision being the main channel there of those groups. Univision is the most popular channel among the Latino community. And all 3 channels are very popular among Hispanics and Spanish-speaking people. And if they get rid of these channels because of a program dispute, it's going to be in big trouble for Dish Network.
Now, is this going to affect local network stations? Because I know here in Chicago, we get all 3 channels as a part of a local network package, whereas you could also get it as a part of the Dish Latino package. So I'm wondering if that's going to affect both or just one or the other.
It's only, as far as I know, it's only going to affect the satellite delivered, the national stuff. But those are three big channels to go without. They launched their new Dish Mexico package last year, and these three channels are the highlights of the Dish Mexico package. And then in Dish Latino, the bread and butter for the Dish Latino package. Here in Connecticut, we've got a very large Hispanic community, and I know the satellite dealers here are basically shaking in their boots, wondering what's going to happen, because if those channels are gone come April 2nd in the morning, their phones are going to be ringing off the hook, and their customers are going to be canceling Dish Network, which ultimately means for those satellite retailers that they're going to get chargebacks up the yin-yang from all their new customers who just joined Dish Network within the last year and are very upset now that they don't have their programming that they watch every single day.
Yeah, I think that's going to be nationwide, Scott, because I know we have a very, very large Latino population here in Chicago, too. In fact, I think like 25% of the population, I'm just throwing that number out, but is Latino here in Chicago. And I know a lot of people that are Latino do subscribe to Dish Network, so it's going to be a major disappointment.
Yeah, and while some programming there may be going away, we've got some programming that is coming, and I'm hearing it's on Wednesday. Now, they said by April 1st, and technically that means April 1st, by 11:59 p.m., and I do think they're going to meet that requirement with the new Viacom channels, all in HD, coming this Wednesday to Dish Network.
Yeah, that's going to be extremely exciting for Dish Network subscribers who are finally getting some new high-definition content. I hope they enjoy South Park in HD and other Viacom channels in HD, but I got a feeling that a lot of people, they're going to see it, and they're going to be a little bit disappointed because there are quite a few Viacom channels that don't have a real HD channel, even though they say they do.
Yeah, CMT, MTV, and especially VH1. I don't think VH1 is really showing anything in high def. I think the MTV and CMT has an occasional program here or there. VH1 is very bad. I don't know of any HD on the BET channel. And if you watch the BETJ channel, you know that there's been no high definition there.
Nickelodeon has a couple during prime time.
The big one for me is going to be Spike TV, the UFC, stuff they have on there. They got the wrestling on there, the TNA wrestling, all in HD. That's going to be some great stuff to see, and that's probably the channel I'm most looking forward to. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, why has Dish Network been advertising that these channels will be coming by April 1st? Well, I actually spoke to a couple people at Dish Network over the past couple days. And the real reason behind it was because they hoped to get them up sooner than April 1st, but there was a technical problem with one of the channels, and for some reason the contract states that they must launch them all at the same time. And that's the reason why it's now going to be April 1st when they're being turned on.
Wow. Well, that's great news that they're going to be turned on April 1st. Hopefully Dish Network can meet that requirement. But speaking of surprises, today we learned that EchoStar, which is the parent company of Dish Network, is releasing a sling-loaded cable television DVR to compete with the TiVo.
Yeah, that's they're making this available at the cable show, which is later on this week, but they released this early to get some press on it. And it's called the T2200S from EchoStar, and it has true two-way capabilities in it, so that way it can do stuff like video on demand and, all the stuff with the guides and menus from the cable company. And it can talk both ways, up and down the wire, and it's very, very nice. It's true two-way is the upgrade to cable cards. If you're familiar with cable cards, which is a one-way technology, this fully lets you take advantage of the video on demand features, the pay-per-views, everything else that you could not do with a cable card. In addition, it's using basically the same interface as the 922. What's very interesting about this, though, is that in the news reports, the press release, there's no mention there of the touchscreen, the touchpad remote. I believe it's going to come with a regular remote instead of the touchpad remote. And I do find that interesting of why they're not including that for the cable side of things. Very interesting thing there, and the other neat thing about it is, if you see the picture on Satellite Guys, we got a really big picture of it. It has a built-in digital clock on the front, which I really, really like, and I would love to see on a 922.
Yeah, Scott, I was about to mention that, and that's one of the things I'm actually excited about is the clock on it. Now, do we know if customers can get this through Comcast, or do they have to order this through EchoStar?
Well, what's happening now is that the EchoStar wants to sell us the cable systems, but they're telling all consumers who want this box to call a cable company and start demanding it. So that way, if they get enough demand, the cable companies will want to work with EchoStar. The big problem I've been hearing, and I've been talking with the cable industry about this, is the cable industry doesn't want to do business with EchoStar because they consider them a competitor, since when they think of EchoStar, they think of Dish Network. And that's something that EchoStar really needs to work on to break that mold and let them know that, hey, we're not playing any favorites here. We want to work with you. We want to get our boxes in your houses, and we want to make your customers happy, no matter what cable system it is.
I know if I had a box that was like this, I would gladly have service with DirecTV and purchase EchoStar's product. You know, we all know that Dish Network has a lineup that is comparable to cable companies, but not as strong as some cable companies. And a lot of people would like to keep their existing 922 features or 622 features and have kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and this will allow it to do it. You know, as much as we pick fun at Dish Network and EchoStar at times, they do, and this is my personal opinion, they do make the best hardware out there. Yes, they've had software problems in the past, but as far as speed, functionality, features, this box has it all. It's sling-loaded, which means you can watch your cable television programming anywhere in the world using your mobile device. And speaking of that, just last Friday, Sling Media released its Sling Player to Apple for review, and hopefully we'll be seeing that released by Apple in the iTunes Store very, very shortly. But with that new sling-loaded HD DVR for cable, you can be able to watch that on your iPhone or your BlackBerry or your laptop, wherever you are in the world. It's very neat technology, and EchoStar is doing the right thing by letting more people enjoy that technology than just Dish Network customers.
Right, you're exactly right, and EchoStar has been known for its innovative with its DVR products. And speaking of innovation and products, this week was Satellite Show 2009 in Washington, D.C., and I understand that Hokie Engineer went and met with Extreme HD this week.
Yeah, I guess they had a booth there, and to make it interesting, they were in the EchoStar booth, something to make you go, there. And Hokie, being the satellite engineer that he is, and he went and checked out the Extreme HD booth and found out that it was not a live demonstration. It was not hooked up to a live satellite feed. However, he was told that they are planning on launching and making this available to consumers by the holiday season of this year, and beta testing is going to begin very, very shortly.
That's very good news. In fact, I understand that Satellite Guys will hopefully have a hand in beta testing the Extreme HD product.
Yep, keep an eye on Satellite Guys, because we actually talked with George Gonzalez this past week. He is the CEO of Extreme HD, and he is very, very excited to be working with Satellite Guys, and we're going to have a lot more coming down the line there. Just you wait and see.
Yep, and you know, Scott, speaking of satellite and Extreme HD, there's a different satellite provider of the radio type that you've been talking to recently. I understand that you've gotten a huge victory for some SiriusXM subscribers.
Well, yeah, this one was kind of interesting, and I don't know if any of the listeners out there go to xmfan.com, but I had a kind of public battle, and we talked about it last week on the live broadcast, where SiriusXM, for the XM customers, offered them a chance to lock in their service for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or a lifetime. And at that time, their online service included a 32K stream and a 64K stream to listen to XM radio online on your laptops. A lot of people locked in, very happy to do that, and because SiriusXM needed money, so they made this offer available. Well, March 11th rolled around, and people woke up and found that the 64K stream was gone, only leaving them with the 32K stream. And people were very upset. They went to click on the higher bandwidth stream and were told they needed to pay an additional $2.99 extra for this. And people were very upset, myself included, because Sirius did not say anything about downgrading our service by locking in. So at XM Fan, it got very vocal, and I went back and forth. I actually contacted Mel Karmazan, who's the CEO of Sirius XM, and Mel put me in touch with a nice gentleman named Joe Zarella, and me and Joe went back and forth. Obviously, Joe had no idea who I was or what I did, but he started feeding me a bunch of BS, and I called him out on it, and he didn't know what to do there, and then finally I wasn't getting no satisfaction, so I wrote a multi-channel news blog about it in my satellite dish column that I do for multi-channel, and that got picked up by the news wires and became big news across the country that Sirius was treating its customers that way. And a day later after that ran, you know, got an email from Joe Zarella telling me that he was working on a solution to give him 24 hours. I gave him 24 hours and didn't hear back from him. So started making a bunch of noise again at XM Fan when got another email from Joe Zarella saying he's working on a comment, which meant to me that the legal department was putting its finishing touches on a statement. And indeed, a little while later, got a statement from Sirius XM offering me a 128K stream for free for the term of my subscription with Sirius XM, which I opted for the lifetime subscription. And they offered the 128K stream free for the life of the subscription for free, or they offered me my money back. And I didn't think that was quite good enough. I mean, it was good enough for me, but when we were doing this fight here, we're doing it for all the satellite guys out there in the world. Everybody who signed up for XM and locked in and believed and trusted XM to give them their hard-earned money. And so I sent another email back, and all along I've been CCing him to Mel Karmazan, who was the CEO of Sirius XM. And, well, Mel goofed up. He replied to my email, which was meant to be sent to Joe Zarella and XM's head legal counsel. And I got a copy of it as well. And it told them basically not to talk about what they're going to do for other people and just tell me when my service was fixed. So anyways, I emailed back to Mel and told him that I got a copy of his email and then offered some solutions for them, how they could best handle this for all their customers. And a couple minutes later, I got an email back from Joe Zarella, who basically said to me that by the midweek this week, they'll be able to, XM customers will be able to call the XM Customer Service Center and get upgraded to the 128K stream for the life of their subscription for free. And I was very proud to be able to do that for all the satellite guys out there. Again, I did it at XMFan.com this week because that's where all the XM people hang out, and we had the audience there, and we were able to really work together. A bunch of people, you know, came together with me and helped me do this, but we got it done for everybody, and something I'm really, really proud of.
Really, in the end, Sirius XM did the right thing, but they should have did this to begin with, and there shouldn't have had been this big, huge battle to get the right thing done.
No, that's one thing that concerned me about the entire thing, was that they were trying to backtrack on it when people, and again, these are people who believe in satellite radio and want to see it continue. And what Sirius XM did here was basically backhand them and told them that they didn't really care what their thoughts or opinions were on this. And, you know, too bad for you. But ultimately, we made a wrong, a right. And hopefully by this week, Sirius XM will start converting people over from the 32K stream to 128K stream absolutely free.
And I'm sure if they don't, we will hear about it in the forums.
Oh, well, you will definitely hear about it because, you know, once Scott's got his mind tracked to something, he makes sure it gets done.
And you know, Scott, that wasn't the only big news that came out. This is kind of in the regards to Sirius, but it's the competitor of Sirius for as far as movies, and that's with XM, or not XM, sorry, that's with Netflix. And Netflix is raising their prices on Blu-ray discs once again.
Yeah, just 6 months ago, they introduced a surcharge for people who are renting Blu-ray discs. And now, just 6 months later, they are charging more. It's going to cost the average user about 20% more for Netflix if they're getting their movies from Netflix and they're getting Blu-ray movies. And the forum has been a buzz. That's been our hot topic on Monday at Satellite Guys. And a lot of people are very upset about it. And Blockbuster may have nothing to worry about, considering the comments I've been hearing today from Netflix customers who are really PO'd about this price increase just 6 months after the last one.
Yeah, Blockbuster stock is really cheap right now. I would suggest people go buying it, because if Netflix keeps doing what they're doing, as in raising my bill by $5 from $1 to $6 for Blu-rays, come on, that's crazy. Yeah, people need to go invest in Blockbuster, because if you do this, yeah, you'll definitely have a return on your investment as Netflix service just keeps going down the toilet.
Yeah, Netflix tried blaming it on the increased prices, that the Blu-ray disc cost a little bit more than your standard discs, but in reality, the more people who are getting on Blu-ray, the prices are coming down. We just picked up the movie Bolt this past weekend, and if you haven't seen it yet, go pick it up on Blu-ray. It's absolutely one of the best-looking movies I've ever seen in my television. It blew, the picture quality of it was just amazing. I can't really describe how good it was. AVS Forums did a review of the movie Bolt, and as far as they gave it the rating, they gave it on a scale to 1 to 100, with 100 being the best. It's been the first movie ever by AVS Forums to claim a full 100 score on the picture quality. And that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's a really huge thing. And I'm not buying the pricing point on Blu-ray discs either, because you can walk into any Walmart and pick up $20 Blu-rays, just like you can walk into any Walmart and pick up $20 DVDs.
Yeah, and one other thing I like about buying Blu-rays lately is some of them have been coming with the standard definition version as well, and also a digital download, so you can put it on your iPod or iPhone, and I think that's really, really great to see them embracing the different technologies so people can watch their movies and enjoy them no matter where they're at.
Yeah, Disney's been a big proprietary of this. I know I have Cinderella on Blu-ray and DVD, and also I got the digital download for on my iPod. It's definitely a great deal, and I really want more of it. I don't care if I'll pay the extra $5 for the digital download, as long as I can back it up and put the movie away and still watch the movie in high definition.
So note to Netflix from Satellite Guys members everywhere, we don't like your new pricing, change it back, or we're going to Blockbuster.
But anyhow, well, Scott, that's music.
Yeah, I know, but I had to threaten somebody before we went off the air on the podcast. That's becoming the norm lately, isn't it?
We're becoming the average day mob around here.
Hey, it works. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the only podcast created by Satellite Guys for Satellite Guys. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.